The dialect of Mendlesham Green, Suffolk. Mr. Joe Hunt, aged 72, a native, a retired small farmer, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in September 1959.
Tell me about the shapes of the...
Stacks, yes. Uh-huh.
Now,
oh, yes.
What were the different shapes?
Well, some was boot shape, and some was gable-ended. I won't very often you'll see a square stack.
No.
A boot shape, you see, your shoes, you can keep going around, you see. I'd come around and notice the square stack was a little bit, that would make a little different on the corners, awkward on the corners. Mm. If you got a boot shape, you see, you keep your ear ends to you as you was going around, your ass ends, your shoes, you see, I'd come round the south nearly.
Mm.
That's easier.
And what about that round one you were telling me about?
Oh, on the ricks, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I stood on iron stands, an iron girder all round on the top, and then I'd have pieces of wood what reach right across, you see.
Mm.
And make a, and I'd put a good layer of straw on that top of that, and I'd start stacking the wheat on.
Mm.
And after I'd got a load of two on, if you'd got a wife or a missus of the farm, while you was going up the field to get a couple more loads, she'd get on her hands and knees and clip all the straws underneath. So there was nothing hanging down to the ground. If you did, the mice would get up of them and get into the stack. That's the reason you never got the mice in the stack. That Duke was fool enough to leave a rail or a piece of wood or a fork and thing off the ground and lodged up in the stack, I'd get up of that. But providing you had nothing in your stack or, and cut all the straw off underneath, that just be as neat as level as the top of that table. So no moisture could get up.
No. Oh. And how did you keep the moisture out of the top?
Well, rain, old thatch.
How did they do that?
Oh, yes, the thatch.
Mm.
Oh, shake up a bed of straw and wet it. Every last straw you had, pile it to water and throw over it. Knock it down tight with a fork, you know, as solid as you could. And keep dealing out until you'd got enough for nearly for your stack. And then you used to start pulling on out, yellow them out like you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have one end, this end, where you're pulling from here, this end would be bigger than this end. But when you'd lay it in, you used to lay it in a line, or you used to have a bit of wood, crotch, you cut there a fence, yuka is called. And if you had we used to have a line, bunching line, we used to call that. Bunching line, I suppose, is the proper way. But then they'd lie your, it's called them yellums. You used to put them out and you'd lie one in Sioux, and another one you'd lie Sioux. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on the stack, you see, you could get out of this one. And the first yellum you put on the stack, you'd got to put the big in at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put the next yellum on, you'd got to have that top, so the thin end, smallest end, come over here. And you used to have a joint it. So the top, the second, the yellum, it'd come on to halfway down nearly the first one. So that's where the water all come down the stack, and that's where that sure'd get wet. So you used to lap that first yellum well. Then as you kept going up, you could stretch that, well, you'd always give it too much. See, I wouldn't get wet if I was done properly.
And how did you fasten it down? How did you keep it fastened on?
Brooches. Uh-huh. Sticks. Well, you could buy, well, they call them brooches, but we used to save the expense of buying the brooches. When he cut the fence down, I used to throw some out and bring them home. And wet days, I used to get in with a hook in the car shed and sharpen, get them all ready for harvest.
But didn't you used to make something with straw?
Yes, scud. Had a thing with a hook on.
What do you call that?
A scud. Scud binder.